Text 10. Section A. 11. I'm going to revise my report.
I think you should leave well enough alone.
Question. What does the woman think the man should do?
I need a car to use this weekend.
You could always rent one.
Question. What does the man mean?
Susan, have you given Jack's book to him?
No, he's reminded me 1,000 times.
Question. What does Susan say about Jack?
Did you ask Helen to go to the party?
She's always at a meeting.
Question. What does the man mean? Let's try to find seats near the stage.
We'll be lucky if we can find a place to stand.
Question. What does the man mean? Wasn't Tom hired for the job?
No, and he can't get over the disappointment.
Question. What's the man saying about Tom? Your article in the paper was perfect.
I only wish they had published the entire thing.
Question. What do we learn from the man's response? Is this the line for purchasing the tickets?
Yes, but the tickets are only for the late performance.
Question. What does the man mean? Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1. Dad, allowance day. Can I have my allowance?
Oh, I forgot about that.
You always forget.
I guess I do. How much do I owe you?
Just $13.
$13? Why do I owe you that much? Just seems like I paid you the other day.
No, you forget every Saturday, and it has been piling up.
Well, I'm not sure if I have that much.
Go to the bank. You have lots of money.
Lots of money, eh? Well, I think the bank is closed.
Then what about your secret money jar under your bed?
Oh, I guess I could do that. So, what are you going to do with the money?
I'm going to put some in savings, give some to the poor people, and use the rest to buy books.
Well, that sounds great.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. How much does the father owe his daughter in allowance?
20. Why hasn't the father given his daughter's allowance?
How will the man get money to pay his daughter?
22. Choose one thing the girl does not mention about how she will spend her money.
2.
So, what do you want to do tomorrow?
Well, let's look at the city guide here. Here's something interesting. Why don't we first visit the art museum in the morning?
Okay. I like that idea. And where do you want to eat lunch?
How about going to an Indian restaurant? They have one downtown, a few streets from the museum.
Now that sounds great. After that, what do you think about visiting the zoo? Well, it says here that there are some very unique animals not found anywhere else.
Well, I'm not really interested in going there. Yeah, why don't we go shopping instead? There's supposed to be some really nice places to go.
Nah, I don't think that's a good idea. We only have a few traveler's checks left, and I only have $50 left in cash.
No problem. We can use your credit card to pay for my new clothes.
Oh, no. I remember the last time you used my credit card for your purchases.
Oh, well, let's take the subway down to the seashore and walk along the beach.
Now that sounds like a wonderful plan.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversations you have just heard.
23. What are they planning to do tomorrow?
24. What kind of restaurant do they want to visit for lunch?
25. Why does the man want to visit the zoo in the afternoon?
2. Passage 1. Sometimes the simplest of tools is the most useful. Consider, for example, the ruler. A ruler is mainly used to measure and draw straight lines on flat surfaces. It does not have a great many uses, especially since parents and teachers have given up trying to instruct children through spankings. Some rulers are clear and can be seen through. Some made of metal, and some provide both metric and American measurements. People carry them in their shirt pockets, briefcases, or purses to have them available for use any time. Of course, the ruler is not only simple, but a very useful device. Consider, for instance, the pencil, the doorknobs and hinges, and glass. Jet planes and computers are fine, but not necessary for survival. Who, on the other hand, could survive without a simple tool mentioned here?
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. What is the main idea of this passage?
27. Which of the following is true about rulers?
28. What does the speaker say about jet planes?
Passage 2. In ancient times, the most important examination were spoken, not written. In the schools of ancient Greece and Rome, testing usually consisted of saying poetry aloud or giving speeches. In the European universities of the Middle Ages, students who were working for advanced degrees had to discuss questions in their field of study with people who had made a special study of the subject. This custom exists today as part of the process of testing candidates for the doctor's degree. Generally, however, modern examinations are written. The written examination, where all students are tested on the same questions, was probably not known until the 19th century. Perhaps it came into existence with the great increase in population and the development of modern industry. A room full of candidates for a state examination, timed exactly by electric clocks and carefully watched over by managers, resembles a group of workers at an automobile factory. Certainly during examinations, teachers and students are expected to act as machines. One type of test is sometimes called an objective test. It is intended to deal with facts, not personal opinions. To make an objective test, the teacher writes a series of questions, each of which has only one correct answer.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. 29. How did students in Middle Ages take a test?
When did the written examination come into existence?
Which of the following might be the reason of the application of written examination? Passage 3. Today's first aid topic is about handling a choking incident. In terms of the environment in which it occurs, choking is one of the strangest and most unusual of medical emergencies. First, it generally occurs in happy, lighthearted circumstances when everything appears to be going right. For example, choking incidents often take place at parties where there are lots of people laughing and having a good time. Second, choking can happen to anyone, young or old, sick or well, alone or with others, at any other time. Everybody should know what action to take in the event of a choking incident. It could happen to someone you know, or even to you, at any time.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. 32. What kind of medical emergency is choking according to the passage?
33. Where do choking incidents often take place?
34. Who is most likely to become a choking victim?
35. What does this passage most probably belong to?
Section C. Among the various forms of the sources of energy, natural gas has been a favorite among US consumers for more than 30 years. It has a number of outstanding characteristics that add to its popularity among consumers. First of all, natural gas is a comparatively clean burning fuel. Second, natural gas heat can be carefully controlled. This factor makes it the favorable fuel of certain industries. In the home, gas is preferred by most people for cooking and heating because of the ease by which it can be put to work. Gas cooking stoves and furnaces can be turned on and shut off quickly and easily. Besides, natural gas can be made into a liquid by a special process and then stored in tanks. This type of gas can then be transported by truck, rail car, or pipeline to regions where transport by natural gas pipelines is not economically possible. Although the supply of natural gas in the US appears to be decreasing, geologists estimate that billions of cubic feet of natural gas still remain to be discovered and produced. The challenge is to find more unexploited fuel in order to produce a continuing supply to cook food, heat homes, and provide power for industry for many years to come. Among the various forms of the sources of energy, natural gas has been a favorite among US consumers for more than 30 years. It has a number of outstanding characteristics that add to its popularity among consumers. First of all, natural gas is a comparatively clean burning fuel. Second, natural gas heat can be carefully controlled. This factor makes it the favorable fuel of certain industries. In the home, gas is preferred by most people for cooking and heating because of the ease by which it can be put to work. Gas cooking stoves and furnaces can be turned on and shut off quickly and easily. Besides, natural gas can be made into a liquid by a special process and then stored in tanks. This type of gas can then be transported by truck, rail car, or pipeline to regions where transport by natural gas pipelines is not economically possible. Although the supply of natural gas in the US appears to be decreasing, geologists estimate that billions of cubic feet of natural gas still remain to be discovered and produced. The challenge is to find more unexploited fuel in order to produce a continuing supply to cook food, heat homes, and provide power for industry for many years to come. Among the various forms of the sources of energy, natural gas has been a favorite among US consumers for more than 30 years. It has a number of outstanding characteristics that add to its popularity among consumers. First of all, natural gas is a comparatively clean burning fuel. Second, natural gas heat can be carefully controlled. This factor makes it the favorable fuel of certain industries. In the home, gas is preferred by most people for cooking and heating because of the ease by which it can be put to work. Gas cooking stoves and furnaces can be turned on and shut off quickly and easily. Besides, natural gas can be made into a liquid by a special process and then stored in tanks. This type of gas can then be transported by truck, rail car, or pipeline to regions where transport by natural gas pipelines is not economically possible. Although the supply of natural gas in the US appears to be decreasing, geologists estimate that billions of cubic feet of natural gas still remain to be discovered and produced. The challenge is to find more unexploited fuel in order to produce a continuing supply to cook food, heat homes, and provide power for industry for many years to come.